Thank you very much for the kind introduction and for the invitation to Budapest, to Anna Dalos. Nationalism without nation. In Germany, East and West, the term nationalism is since 1945 in use only in a negative sense. In German, one would presumably call that what is nationalism in the title of this conference, consciousness of one's nation or even patriotism. Despite of that, nationalism even in this sense plays a small role in the early GDR, possibly reasons beside of the political past, which is the most important reason, are firstly, who was engaged for the new state GDR, German Democratic Republic, was a communist or socialist. Originally, this meant the international solidarity of the workers. The political directive of the socialism in one country, or now in the states of the Eastern Bloc, hindered such ideals. There is a small brochure by Kurt Schwin, whom I will set into the center of my lecture. The title was A Socialist Program. Ways of melodies or modes are ways of thinking, Tonweisen sind Denkweisen, printed in 1949, shortly before the foundation of the GDR. The copyright is made in Germany. Here we find eulogies to musical internationalism of the so-called polyphonic Netherlands. Secondly, until the 1970s, the official understanding of the GDR was that they were only the half Germany or the better Germany. The cultural nation was not identical with its area. Very soon after the foundation of the GDR, 1949, there were tries to write a socialist German music. The nation then was tied non-identically, as I already said, between the area and the social system. In these early years of the GDR, the only aesthetics in question was the, as a consequence of official inputs, the socialist realism. The official music from the early GDR was, on the one hand, pieces of great formats. We had one example this morning, the Mansfelder Oratorium by Ernst Hermann Mayer, where the aesthetic and technical attitude remains rather blurred, a mixture of styles. We heard the more modern and aggressive parts of this piece. Or the symphonies, for example, by Ottmar Gerster, also this name was called in the lecture by Hermann Danuser, with a mixture between romanticism concerning the gesture of this music, joy of playing based on a nearness to Hindemith, like in Gerster's Thuringian Symphony, or in his cantata Eisenkombinat East, Eisenkombinat Ost, from 1951. On the other hand, there were mass songs like The Party is Always in the Right, Die Partei hat immer Recht. Only from circa 1970, the leadership of the GDR propagated the development of the independent socialist national state GDR, which was codified in the institution paper from 1974. It was the opinion that meanwhile two separated German nations emerged, by which the term nation was primarily bound to the social system. Indeed, as a visitor to the GDR from West Berlin in the 1970s, when I lived in West Berlin, one received the impression that not only Friedrich Goldmann or Siegfried Matthus were true GDR composers, but as if the GDR gradually occupied the history of its geographic room as a GDR history, as a cultural heritage of a socialist state. In consequence, Schütz, and nearly also Bach, Händel or Telemann became composers of the GDR past. Remarkably, this is not true for Wagner and Schumann. The representative German socialist music from the early years of the GDR technically picked up the music of the preceding decades, although certain attitudes were not optimistic, were not opportune. Music ought to be optimistically, it ought to possibly capture any national subject, for example, folk music. The representative monumental music and the mass songs around 1950 are no longer aesthetically present today. But they spook through the music historiography and as a curiosity of nostalgia through the web. Despite of that, an early German socialist culture existed indeed, from which many remained in the memory. Folk music and layman's music, explicitly not boastful, modest in its ambition and not loud, partly played until today. Listen, please, to an example. This is Kurt Schwein. This song is written by Kurt Schwein, and everyone who is, for example, 30 years old or so in the GDR knows this song. The reason but why it is not sung until today is presumably the text. When mom goes to work in the morning, then I stay at home, sung by a 5-year-old girl who promises to clean the rooms, which differs from the life conditions even in the early GDR from the 1960s on, where they have enough kindergartens. The song is simple for the voice. The major hexachord forms the frame. The durations of the notes are always the same. The pre, post, and the interludes fill with an overlapping or four quaver bars, two of which can alternatively heard as divided into 3 and 1 5 quaver bar. This is a tiny metrical kick, which was wished. There are two demands that had to be fulfilled by the new music of the early GDR. First, the first point, it should be for the folk, here for the Germans. Second, it should be socialist, rhythmically in metrically odds, where, as known via Eisler, explicitly required. Schwein added a third point. His new music should be played and sung by the folk. His music is in a special sense middle music or even low music. Folk has a double connotation here, a social one and a cultural one. Firstly, the lower up to the middle lays or classes. Secondly, the German, here remarkably in the East and the West, which we heard already today. Let us turn to Cochrane again. For him, the GDR immediately after 1949 was a state into which he projected all his wishes. He undertook great efforts in order to realize the idea of a better Germany via GDR music. He was a communist of the first hour who wanted to tackle with the aim to build a new nation, a new cultural nation. Schwinn's music is in every respect something middle, and perhaps it primarily survived because it never pretended to be more than that. There was an explicit limitation of the compositional ambitions. The research of the history of institutions is today widely kept, in my lecture, widely kept apart, which remains, of course, a desideratum. Of course, it ought to be investigated how it came to the point that music academies in the GDR, music academies, installed studies of folk music. In 1950, such studies were founded at the Liszt Academy in Weimar. One could study folk music. There, among others, a new way of playing the mandolin was developed, as Schwinn wrote in his manual for conductors and layman orchestras, where you see a title page here. This Weimar method of playing the mandolin should be more exploit the sound volume of the instrument. I also leave out the aesthetical debate of the early GDR around national music and folk music. Furthermore, I leave out the history of the production of instruments, another desideratum, of course. The archives of the production places like Musima, Music Industry, Markneukirchen, would probably show the linkage of Schwinn's composing with its industrial production, with the industrial production. To Schwinn, a music of his folk is important. He always talks of our music and music for the folk, at the same time for laymen. The provenance of the music for the folk to him must not be identical with the area of this folk. In the first years of the GDR, the socialist internationalism was on the one hand expressed through folklore, also from the brother states. On the other hand, folk songs hindered from internationalism if the folk songs were the old ones. And this was the normal sense case externally from the GDR. One had to avoid the accusation of Trotskyismus. The doctrine of socialism in one country had effects to composition, of course. Concerning the discourse to nation in Schwinn's writing, the text of his booklet about folk music and layman's music, well, this is the title page here, after the titles and the preface, begins with the word Germany. The first sentence begins with the word Germany. I quote, "Germany opposes the beginning of a new blossom of folk music. The position of the nation's name should not be by accident." The same sentence is a political phrase. I quote again, "The period of an absolute predominance of art music, which was in the 19th century bound to the decline of the bourgeoisie, with the contempt of the folk music, does today end through the social situation, through the anti-fascist democratic system installed by the working class of the German Democratic Republic." And optimism, then. Also important is this turning away from the small bourgeoisie sentimental music, which until now appeared to be adequate to laymen. "The own shall not to be detected," and this is, I think, an important difference to other states. "It should be newly constructed, a construction of a new folk socialist culture." Schwinn finds that the speciality of instrumental music does not suit with the tiring apotheosis of the mass music. This is a hint to Ernst Hermann Mayr, the musicians who should play his music, Schwind's music, are in most cases laymen, so one cannot count with atonal pieces more with minor or even major optimistic pieces. One example, I hope you can see this, I hope it is not too small. Seen from outside, the pieces really are optimistic and rather modern. The compositional technique can be traced to a modal modernity or new modality, which developed with was developed in within the 1920s. This modality is widely diatonic. One has to notice that Schwind came to be a composer rather late. He was born in 1909. As a composer, he is what the musicians are for whom he composed, a sort of layman. Let me give an example so you will hear the beginning of this piece. This is also a layman's ensemble from West Germany today. Observation. So the prescription is D major, but this D major is not realized. The bars 1 to 6 are in a D mixolydian. From bar 7 on, we find perhaps something like F lydian. From bar 5, 9, perhaps B flat lydian. Then we find a passage in D minor enriched by E flat from Phrygian, and by B from Dorian, thereby through flexions for, of the second and the sixth degrees of D Aeolian. Again, the leading tone of the seventh degree is strictly avoided. We noticed some of these characteristics before my lecture. We find modal fields where dissonances are inserted freely. Complete triads may always have added fourth or seventh. So the first chord, D major, is enriched by a fourth and the next by a seventh, while always remaining in the respective diatonic area. The progression of the modality is typical for Schwind. He often moves to areas which in a circle of fifths would be represented as a turn to the left, fifth downwards. This suits with the avoidance of dominant chords. Furthermore, it is typical that Schwind prefers the progressions of chords which roots which are in the distance of degrees and not thirds or fifths. The question is whether this piece for mandolin orchestra, which has a 9/9 Achteltakt, is something like a gondola song. It is strange that you find in YouTube also a performance of this piece by an Italian ensemble which plays this piece in Prague. So, for long years, Schwind was the president of several state institutions for folk music, inter alia the National Committee for Folk Music of the GDR. But do we find a national discourse realized by music? This could be the question. And I see I have to hurry, so I bring my last example. This is another example, only an arrangement. I bring the last musical example. Schwinn really tried to construct a new folk music for laymen. He does not agree with the idea that the work with machines in the fields is a danger. The idea is that high industry is connected with a progressive standard of ideology. So Schwinn reminds to the tractor's songs, Traktorlieder, Traktorenlieder, and the layman's music groups in the tractor hire stations. For piano children, playing children, he composed the piece The Tractor, and we listen to the first passage of this piece. I need this only as an illustration. Now, my last sentence is, in Schwinn's writing, we find the praise of the revolutionary romanticism as a la Stanov. Today, he says in 1942, we turn against the soberness of an only formal music. For music should be valid, on his opinion, what Stanov demanded for the literature, a revolutionary romantic, which means the combination between the hardest, sober, practical work of the proletarians, the greatest heroism, and the most superb perspectives. Schwinn's music is an unaggressive version of socialist realism, and it is artistically unambitious. Perhaps just this was the reason for its survival. Thank you very much for listening.